Hi, I'm James Schellinglaw, and I'm here with two women who represent a brand new tour operator, Crave Travel. And I'm here with Sasha Vandenbosch and Ashley Crane, and we're going to talk to them about exactly what this company is, what it does, and how you can work with them. And you're going to find out about that on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, I want to say hello to both of you, Sasha. And raise your
Hello.
hand, Sasha, so we know who's who. And
Hello, hello.
Ashley, how are you?
Hi.
There we go. So let's get right to it. What is Crave Travel and what does it offer? And also, what's behind the name Crave? I know Crave. I want to Crave Travel. That's fairly obvious. But what is Crave Travel?
Yes, well, I mean, you just said it right there too. Crave Travel is an immersive small group tour company that focuses on culinary adventures. We believe that food is the entryway into a culture. And when you hear the word crave, you will think of food because you crave food, but you also crave connection,
Right.
you crave authenticity, and you crave travel.
Yeah, absolutely. So there is a food element there, and I've noticed it, and I looked on your website for that. And we all know love food. We were actually just talking about food before we started this. Now, when did the two of you first create the company, and what led you to it, and how did you guys meet, Ashley? How did this all happen?
Yeah, Sasha is from Iowa. I'm from New York. So we actually met in Suzhou, China, and during a familiarization event.
As one does, right? Where
Yes.
else
All
can
the best
you
relationships are made on a fam,
meet?
honestly. We met on a In film trip.
China,
Yeah, in China. We met on a fam trip hosted by the tourism board. This was pre-COVID. So I was working in product development for a tour operator. And Sasha was working for in destination representation, and she was actually hosting the fam on behalf of Suzhou Tourism Board.
Well, really.
And we became immediate friends on the trip. We clicked instantly. And since then, we've traveled the world together the following years after that. And then during COVID, our careers came to a halt. We knew we wanted to continue within the tourism industry. However, we wanted to approach it in a different way.
Right.
Being passionate travelers and foodies at heart, we really wanted to fulfill a dream of creating culinary adventures around the world with like-minded individuals.
Yeah,
We
that's
saw the
great.
opportunity also during the time of COVID to really fill a gap, not only to change the mindset of the traveler, but influence a positive change within the industry and how it operates. So that kind of led us to take the leap of faith and create Crave Travel actually at the end of 2022. So it's still
So
very,
it was end of 2020. I had 20, 2019, but so you did do it after the pandemic, or as kind of coming to a close, right?
I think we also saw too the requirement or the need for travel professionals for the younger generations, and a lot of younger generations hadn't really been using travel professionals, and once you had to deal with your own cancellations and deal with everything during COVID, it thought, I should really start using these professionals that know everything about the business, can handle all the management, any cancellations, that sort of stuff.
No, absolutely, and that is really important. So again, your background, Ashley, your background was in what? It was in the tour
So,
product development,
yeah, so
and
I came from more of a tour operator background, but I started in sales and worked my way into product development.
okay, and then Sasha, your background was in what?
My background, most recent corporate job I had was being destination representation. So I had my clients were tourism boards all over the world. And then I also do currently have a FIT leisure travel company, so that I book just leisure travel for that, but Crave Travel is our baby, and that's kind of the bulk of what we're both trying to do here.
Now, let's look at that. What niche do you think Crave Travel fills, and what's its special sauce? There are a lot of tour operators out there, obviously, and there are a lot of small tour operators. What's the unique product that you offer, and what are kind of the experiences you want to provide that may be a little different from other tour operators?
No, of course. We really want to change the way that we travel. So at Crave, we focus on culinary adventures, and they're always to either off the beaten path destinations or mixed with more popular destinations, but during shoulder and off season.
Mm-hmm.
So for Crave, we do have four key pillars that we incorporate into every one of our trips, which is culinary, culture, community, and conservation.
Mm-hmm.
As food, like we said, food is the entryway into a culture, but we want to ensure that our tours focus on food while also giving back to the local communities, making a conscious effort that we're traveling sustainably, that we're using local guides, that we're ensuring that the hotels we stay at are eco or sustainable friendly, and they're hiring local people. We want to just make sure that the money that tourism brings into a destination, it actually stays in the destination and it benefits the local people.
Absolutely. And I know there are larger tour operators trying to do that as well, that we all know about. But the fact that you're doing it is really great. Now,
I have one more thing to add too, that makes us a little bit unique in comparison to other tour companies. We actually, obviously it's set departure dates with a set itinerary, but we actually we don't schedule our groups from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. We really pride ourselves on prioritizing free time and including leisure in all of our activities, all of our itineraries. With this, we offer, if we're not having a group lunch or dinner scheduled, we offer cash stipends in the local currency.
That's
so
great.
That our customers can then have the freedom to explore on their own and immerse themselves within the destination like a local.
Mm-hmm.
And as Sasha mentioned, we do we focus on traveling shoulder or off season,
right,
to a destination, not only for our customers being able to be the only tourist really in a destination, we're also helping with the locals and spreading the wealth within the economy and avoiding mass tourism. And so even if we're traveling to like an off the beaten path location, or we're incorporating a destination that may be more popular, we're still traveling on the off season. So it doesn't feel like we are there during the masses.
No, that's great. And that has been the trend recently by a lot of different tour operators, but only recently that they've been focusing on that. And it sounds like you started doing that. Now,
it's really important to us. Yeah,
let's talk about what are the destinations you offer? Because I looked down, you had sort of a eclectic mix of all kinds of different destinations. And how did you decide on those destinations? Sasha, tell me about that.
Yeah, of course. So we currently have six destinations. Two of them are domestic long weekends. They just happen to be in both the Portlands. We didn't do it because we love the name Portland. We did it because we love Portland, Oregon, for the Willamette Valley, for the beautiful wines that they produce. And it has such a vibrant culinary scene in the city. And that also is very true for Portland, Maine, you know, with their seafood and their beer scene, and they're very sustainable. And that just kind of really fit with us. We also then have four international trips. Mexico City and Oaxaca is our Mexican trip. We chose that because we both love Mexico. And we really, you know, whenever you see these food tour, or like these food Netflix shows or all of that, you know, when they go to these certain places, you think, wow, that is really cool. Like, we want to see this area and support areas that aren't as well known, you know, as the coastal beach areas in Mexico. We're doing South Africa, which will be...
Wow, that's convenient.
Yeah, well, and I have a background in Africa. Ashley and I, Sujo, she came on a fam to Durban and KwaZulu-Natal.
Mm-hmm.
So we're also going to that area. Most Americans don't know of that region. They tend to stick with the Kruger, the Timbavati, Sabi Sabi area. That's very popular. I personally think that the KwaZulu-Natal area is an untouched gem. There are ample wildlife and very, very few tourists. And also what makes that really cool is they have this heritage of Indian immigration. Mm-hmm. I think before COVID, they had the second largest number of Indians outside of India. So the food is very interesting there. You know, there's a lot of really authentic Indian cuisine mixed into the African cuisine, to the Afrikaans, to the Zulu. It's just a really cool area. And of course, we'll do Cape Town as well, getting the winelands there. We have Northern Italy, which we're doing the South Tyrol wine region, as well as the Emilia Romano, which is the gastronomic, you know, powerhouse.
I'm sensing a trend here. If there's good wine, you're there, right?
Yeah.
If there's good wine, or I guess mezcal or tequila.
There. Tequila and mezcal too. Let's not forget about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I guess the other thing is actually, maybe you can tell me about this. You go obviously before, and you kind of research all these places on your own and figure out what you can do, right?
Yeah. So it's not a question of like where we want to go. It's where we don't want to go. I feel like we want to actually end up having a crave tour in each destination around the world. At the moment, we are cherry picking select few destinations to develop over the next year. So we'll operate them in 2026. Right now, the destinations Sasha mentioned, including Greece, are what we started with. Yes, we are not only doing extensive amount of research before we decide which destination we're going to do, but we personally visit each destination beforehand, and we experience every tour, every hotel, every restaurant that we include. We personally experience it ourselves, and we handpicked selected those places so that our clients can experience the amazing trips that we have, and we feel good about where we're going and who we're bringing.
Fantastic. Yes. No, and
we've definitely made some changes every time we've done one of these sites.
Now, do you accompany all these trips yourself, one of you or both of you?
Yes. Yep. So there'll always be a Crave travel host, one or two of us, depending on the destination and logistics. And if we both want to go, you know, then we'll both go.
We'll make time, you know, because obviously you got to make sure that wine's still good, right?
And yeah, you know, we have to do our due diligence. We have to make sure. But yeah, so there will always be a Crave host, no matter where the tour is. And then also we'll do step on, step off guides, depending on what the tour indicates. Yeah.
That's great. Now, what is kind of your target customer? I mean, what's the demographic? And obviously these are people who, you know, want to explore, they want good food, they want culture, they want all this. But what's like in terms of age range do you take couples, singles, families? I don't know.
Yeah. So right now, we are open to all travelers over the age of 21, okay. No matter your race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, we're kind of open to everyone. We want everyone to be, happy and on our tours. We tend to attract more, I'd say from Gen Z to Gen X.
Okay.
But we're welcoming all travelers and solo travelers, couples, friends, family. We hope that in the future we'll be able to develop tours for families with younger kids. But right now it is an adult experience because we have alcohol involved on most of our destinations.
As we just said.
Yeah. So, obviously, if you don't drink mezcal and tequila and wine, you might not want to go.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't drink, you'd let us know. Or if you have like an allergy of some sort, you would let us know ahead of time and we would make the arrangements for an alternative. But
some mocktails for fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But we want to welcome all travelers who are really passionate about food, looking to immerse themselves in a local culture and who believe in a positive travel experience, not only for themselves and their traveling companions, but the locals and the environment. So it's kind of like a well-rounded way of travel.
No, absolutely.
Just to top into that, I know when we said single travelers, we would love to eventually get away from a single supplement, but currently we do require a single supplement. We don't have two strangers share. So if you are coming solo, you are more than welcome. You will just have a single supplement on top.
But you would be open if, you know, people you want to match up if they want, they say I'd be okay with, you know,
oh yeah. If we found somebody, two people that were open to sharing on their like solo traveler sharing together, if both parties agreed, then we couldn't see why not. We wouldn't. Yeah.
Now roughly how many people are on each of these tours?
We have, we do a minimum of 4 and a maximum of 12. So it's small. So
small, very small.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I want to go, yeah. So I want to go back to the original question. I mean, here you are, you decided to run this. This is, you know, a pretty big undertaking. And back in 22, what was the kind of magic moment then you said, we're going to do this, we're going to take the leap and start this in business and just start it off?
Yeah, I think like from my background, I've always been passionate about travel, food, culture. I mean, as long as I can remember, since I was a young girl, I always knew I wanted to work in the travel industry and travel. Mm-hmm. So I studied it I studied hospitality in university, and I have 15 years of experience within the industry, mainly coming from the tour operator side. And I've been fortunate enough and have the opportunity to travel to over 36 countries. And I'm trying to continue that count. And finding a like-minded person who's just as passionate like Sasha is about the things that we just aligned really well. And then when we saw how the world was changing during COVID, we just thought that that was the right time.
Sure.
Yeah.
It is a risk, of course, but it felt like it was the right time to take the leap.
That's interesting, because after COVID, everybody said, oh, you know, travel really took a hit. And we all took a hit, and we've done pretty well coming back. I got to tell you that. Yeah. But so it's the same thing for you, Sasha, as you really kind of like.
I mean, COVID's really what made us take the leap. Like, we both always wanted to have our own company and to work for ourselves and be able to develop something that is passionate for us, that follows our ethics, our ethos, everything. Mm-hmm. So I think COVID actually gave us the push. You know, we both, our careers were kind of halted during COVID, and we both thought, well, what do we do now? We saw an opening for in the market for really conscious travel, for group tours that don't operate during peak seasons, you know, to just really, I mean, I distinctly remember, and I was with Ashley too, like after COVID, and you could see the Himalayas in India from the big cities. And you're like, this is because people aren't traveling, which you hate because you want people to travel, but you're like, you need to start traveling better and more conscious and be more mindful. To we have this kind of reset, let's keep it, you know.
No, that's absolutely true. And so, you know, COVID made a lot of changes in all of our lives, but sometimes, believe it or not, it was a positive. So in this case, we started thinking of doing this. Now, obviously, you started really in earnest in 22. What are kind of some of the challenges you've had, and how have you overcome those in developing Crave Travel?
Yeah, I mean, like any startup, there's always going to be growing pains. Our largest hurdle at the moment is really getting out in front of our target market.
Right.
And we know that we've developed amazing, incredible tours that we are so passionate about. And there's such personal touches on every single one. And we want to be able to give that to the communities around us.
Right.
We've traveled to each destination, like I said before, and we vetted them all of ourselves. So we know that everything is up to our travel standards. And for us, it's really just speaking to people like you, getting in front of the travel advisor community, doing meetups, getting ourselves out there, getting people to hear about us, because we know that
it's tough. There's a lot of companies out there, and you know, and in addition to the historic ones, the ones that are established, many of whom that are sort of adopting similar strategies to what you started. Some really big ones have been focused on really more conscious travel, you know, and so you're doing it with much smaller groups and to much more out of the way places. But I guess, Sasha, how are you marketing to travel advisors and to consumers?
Our marketing, to consumers, it's really right now organic social media. In the next month, we're looking to do a little more paid marketing, kind of getting ourselves out there in front of the right leads. And as far as the travel advisor community, we're doing direct outreach to advisors, to host agencies, meeting up with beautiful people like yourself and Insider Travel Report, you know, trying to make sure that people know about us and that they're aware that we work with travel advisors. We love travel advisors. We know that they're really the heartbeat of the industry, and we're happy to be able to partner with them and offer them commission as well.
Absolutely. Now, Ashley, anything you want to tell our audience of 125,000 travel advisors out there about your company and why they should consider you for some of their clients that would work?
Yeah, besides being an amazing culinary adventure tour that we're offering, and being mindful of who we're working with and having your clients know where their money's going is, I think, a really important aspect to consider. They can find us on social media. They can look at our website, sign up for our newsletter. They can contact us directly if they want more information. We are more than happy to get on a call or help train staff about, you know, what we're offering. We're really there to be a resource as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Sasha, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. We do also offer private tours to the destinations that we currently have. Say one of our destination dates doesn't work for you, as long as we're following our ethos of not going during peak season, we're happy to do different tours, private tours, that sort of thing as well. So for clients that aren't looking for a group tour, they can easily do their own personal private tours with their families, just two of them, like however they would like. Probably needs to be a little more than two people, just because we do go on the trips to make sure that they run smoothly. But yes, yeah, so if there ever are departure dates that don't work and a client is really interested in going to the one destination that we picked, we can work around that and find another date that would work for them as well.
So if so I want to
cravetravel.org.
Yeah, if I want to go on a combo trip of both Portlands and make sure I have good wine and good lobster, you can figure that out, right?
You can exactly. It'll just they'll just have to fly in between. We don't do flights, but everything else is included.
Okay, and you started to tell us where can travel advisors go to get more information about Crave? Obviously, the URL. Tell us what that is.
Yes, cravetravel.org. Our social media, Instagram is cravetravel_org. Same with TikTok and Facebook. They're all cravetravel_org.
Fantastic. And anything else, Ashley, you want to say?
We just want to thank them for listening and hope that we've inspired someone out there and hope that they are interested and want to reach out and work with us in the future.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking the time to tell us all about Crave Travel. A great project. I heard about it from a pretty high profile tour operator. We're not going to talk about it, but she was very interested in what you were doing. And she encouraged me to meet Sasha and find out all about this great company that you're starting out. So I'm very happy I did. And so for all of you out there, please get in touch with Ashley and Sasha and find out more about what they offer, because it sounds great. And it sounds like if you want a culinary, you want conservation, you want all these great things that are really the buzzwords these days, Crave Travel is going to fit the bill. Again, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.